face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
985 The Sports Hub with Tusher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Subscribe to 985 The Sports Hub. Rich, we're all usually on top of all things relating to this. What's going on?
Well, so there's unfortunately a new thing that could add to your paranoia. You know, sometimes when you think that you're just taking a walk around the neighborhood, you have the privacy of being able to carry on a phone conversation. Maybe was you ever done that before where you get a phone call that
yes.
maybe you don't want the kids to hear, so you step outside?
All the time.
Yeah, it happens all the time. There's been times where I've gone on a walk. I've been walking my dog, and I've been walking with my wife, and we'll have a conversation about, you know, family things while the kids are there. And what you don't realize is that now there's a lot of people who have access to your conversation because they have these new doorbells, like the Ring doorbell, that if there's anybody within a proximity of your front yard, and I know that the one that we have, it's like almost all the way to the sidewalk, and you can actually make it extend even further. So if somebody's walking in front of your house, it will automatically start recording what is going on out in front of your yard. And it just archives these videos. You can pay to have where you just at any given point can take a look at all of the times that your doorbell got triggered throughout the day and see what people are saying. And you can hear them as well. That's how Morgan Wallen, that country music star, got in so much trouble. He was having
ruined his career.
Well, yeah, obviously, seeing that he went directly to number one with his audience after that would happen.
Yeah, it's amazing that people went, "Who's this guy?" And apparently, they liked his music.
Yeah. So if you didn't hear it, I mean, he was busted saying the N-word, and that a bunch of people stopped playing him
to his white friend while he was drunk at 5 a.m. in front of his place.
Yep.
And then every radio station, every company immediately said, "We're never playing this guy again." And so on and so forth.
That was something recorded on one of those Ring doorbells.
And no matter what you think of his use of language or if you like him or not, the idea that someone is just made a mistake. Well, he could have made that mistake all the time. You don't know that. You don't know that. You don't know anything about him. You just know that he was drunk. It was 5 a.m. and he was joshing around with a friend and said a word that he shouldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, the response from everyone in power of everything was, we're gonna ruin him. He doesn't deserve to do what he does. And now with the internet, though, people hear a name and they go, oh, and then they go and they go, what's all the fuss about? Mm-hmm. And then they checked out his music, and I don't know anything about his music, but they liked it apparently. And now he sold more records than ever.
On top of
congratulations,
that,
everyone. You succeeded in giving him a lot of money.
And we also played some of that expose that I don't know which channel did. It might have even been like 60 Minutes about people eating your food when you order it from different delivery services. And that's getting busted on these Ring apps as well.
That doesn't even bother doorstep. Me.
You see, to me, I don't want people digging through my food.
Wait, well, is it the delivery drivers or people?
It's the delivery drivers, walking up and reaching in the bag and eating your fries.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Nah, I mean, it's not going to worry me.
Picking stuff off your pizza that they had.
You got to figure, I mean, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? So
sure.
You got to figure something's happening. I mean, we all took fries off plates when I was, when you were running food. Yeah.
Like before it went out to the table?
Sure. Like if you were like dying hungry, you take a couple fries. You take, especially at Chili's, not that anyone else does this, but in Chili's you used to just reach your hand in the chips and put them in the basket.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. we're touching everything already.
Yeah.
I mean, your food's being touched, ladies and gentlemen. Like It's being touched by everyone.
Several
people
food.
Are touching it. Yes,
not my food. When I ever go to all my dirty fast food establishments, everyone's wearing gloves and they're covered in white and they look like they're about to go into Wonka Vision.
Fast food, you're going to have the least amount of people touching
Wonka
it.
That is a Willy Wonka. They're all wearing those white hazmat suits.
How many
That's
people,
how I imagine everyone
How many
doing.
People would get that?
Maybe
that
you.
That were listening.
Maybe you and, I don't know, somebody related to me.
But we ate the hell out of chips at Chili's. At the ground round, we ate the popcorn. Yeah, I mean, people are going to take it. I mean, we didn't take bites of hamburgers or anything, but is there a server out there that's never ate a fry off of a plate? That's crazy talk. Now, the dishwasher, I felt really bad for because he's just scarfed down food that was left
after
to be
the
washed.
Plate was, yeah, that's
that had been in like a busting tray.
You don't know what's going on there.
Well, I have a feeling he was very poor. Well, and he wasn't paid a fair wage.
So sometimes all it takes for these doorbell cameras to get triggered is either movement or a sound.
Yeah, for ours, if there's a truck that goes by, it kicks it off.
Yeah.
Because my wife had her phone, which was adds to all her charm, that used to go whenever something would go by the ring. And
after a while, that gets annoying. So we kind of decreased it back towards the front.
Yeah, that's gee-bops and boo-bops. I don't know how to work.
Okay. So this was something that was sent to us. There is it's a woman or a young lady who is bringing her new boyfriend over to her parents' house in order to meet them for the first time. Now, she didn't think anything of it at the time, but there was a moment where he stepped outside for just like a minute or two.
Oh, boy.
And then ended up coming back in. Later on that night, she received an email from her dad. And on it is a video of her boyfriend stepping outside and what happened for those brief moments while he was away from the family. Fred, do you have the tape?
Can you throw it in there?
I commend that man for leaving the house.
Guilty.
Good for him, though.
Can you throw it in there?
I'm saying that's the kind of man you
exactly.
marry.
Exactly.
He had been
holding that for so long.
For at least 3 hours.
And he pushed it.
Oh, yeah.
He pushed it as hard as he could.
That came from deep. Yeah. He's like, that, I got to get this out of
it. He was cramping. Do you know how badly you would have to fart?
Yes.
To go outside? And he had to fart.
I've done this.
He had to figure out an excuse to get out there.
Yes. I did the exact same thing.
Because he was like, this is not safe for the bathroom.
Yes. I can't risk having anyone hear this when I sit down in the bathroom.
He goes, well, first of all, if you sit down in the bathroom, then you've already sinned. I mean, you've already pulled down your pants and sat down in the bathroom. I mean, that's as bad as farting in front of everyone. I mean, taking a dump. My son has some friend who every time he comes over, he takes a dump, and I'll like go to the third floor, and all the lights will be on, and like the fan will be on, and I'll be like, oh yeah, what's his face? Just came up here and took a dump.
I mean, this guy, this poor dude, thought he had gotten away with it. And then the father sent
Who's
it
Who's checking their Ring app like that, too?
Well, I right. think there's people who are obsessed with their Ring
app. Can you throw it in there?
It's the Felicia Rashad of farts.
Uh-oh. More of Jack Hay.
And then the last one. They
should have a show called like Jack Hay, but it's just a big butt. And then they're like, Jack Hay, like, you know, my man's been treating me wrong.
And then I just like how he thinks. He waits. He hesitates before he goes back in because he knows there's a little gift left.
And now, is there video of him?
Yeah.
Now, is he sticking out his behind?
Yeah. And even better. After he's done, he waffs. He takes his hand out and fans it away.
Don't accidentally bring because some of that back inside.
Wow, he doesn't want it coming back inside.
Well, that was so loud. That's not going to smell.
Maybe it won't.
No. That's the rules of physics.
That poor guy.
I found Charlie. He was hooking up with Mary over there. I mean... Don't you let your man treat you like that.
Ladies, this is how you sound to us when you're talking to your friends.
There should be a Peanuts where every time a woman talks
to one of her dumb friends, it sounds like...
That's good. I like that. And then, like, your fat friend sounds like this. Kind of a distant...
You're not really paying attention to what she has to say.
No.
I understand.
All right, here's you and your friends talking. The one with the big boobs is first, and then the little ugly one is second. All right. Okay, now here comes the little ugly one. Oh boy! Well, that exactly. Man.
I mean, how to get caught?
I mean, hachi machi, and he sent it to his daughter. Now, was it sent as "Hey, beware, beware of this guy," or was it sent as "This is great"?
All I know is that
how did this end up on the internet?
Well, because I mean, it's the greatest thing.
Did someone from Ring see it? And they're just going to put out a montage of clandestine farts?
People farting outside. I mean, but that is... Think about that, though. If you're that guy, you're that dad, you're going, you marry this man. Do you understand, like, the effort he went through and the pain of holding something that sounded like that in order to do us all a favor?
No, you leave that man. He ain't good.
Somebody said it sounds like Paul Stanley.
Hey, y'all!
Hello!
Ever gonna stop rocking? Hell no! Hell no! Peter, you have something to say? All right. Thank you.
That's the Peter fart.
That's Peter.
This is our next. Here's something off our new album.
Yeah. Hello, everyone is out in there. Is it hotter than hell? Colton.
Well,
let's do it.
Jamie's crying indeed. I like how he wafted.
He did. He started wafting it away.
Did everything right. He still got it wrong. That's terrible.
I mean,
he did everything you're supposed to do.
I know. How awful that you're like, oh, I got away with it. Thank goodness. And just, can you imagine getting that email from your girlfriend? It's like, oh, how did you get this?
Oh, boy. Well, listen, no one's safe. We're in a constant police state. All right, we'll be right back.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
They get you going.
That's a difficult thing to get through.
Every day.
That is 4 hours of conversation.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What a pass from Bailey, though. Pullock, right point, drive. He scores! Ryan Pullock blasts it home from right point, and the Owls have
That's right. Are you coming in here, Islanders, and getting a big-time win? No way, says the fart. This is his little friend.
I showed you the video over the break.
Yeah, the guy pulls his pants. I mean, he really likes this girl. Wait until you're married, and then you can fart in front of them. They can't fart in front of you, though.
I think that's actually in the wedding vows of most religions.
Yep, that's a non-negotiable thing.
So there you go. We're sitting here knowing what the matchup is, and I don't know why it's taking this long for us to find out when game one is going to be.
It's
going to
be Saturday night.
I mean, that would make the most logical sense. Jaffe said it yesterday before we even knew who was going to win the series.
I don't think it's a debate. I think that they can't play on Friday and they're not playing tonight.
Unless,
so it's going to be Saturday.
Unless for some reason they just wait until Monday to start it.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Don't do it Saturday. It is stupid.
That's ridiculous. You have an open day on Saturday. The Islanders will get 2 days off before Saturday. The Bruins have been off since last Sunday. I mean, it's time to play.
Is it because
it's when the building is not available Friday night and Sunday night, and they're not going to do Sunday afternoon.
No.
You're not going to do a doubleheader.
No.
You're not going to have the Bruins game at 1 and the Celtics game
not
in the evening.
COVID.
So you have one obvious day to do it, and you do it Saturday and you do it Monday.
When's the last game 7? When would it be in the NHL? Because I'm wondering if that would be their justification for holding off until the second round starts.
They generally don't do that. They're generally pretty military with their timing of things.
But this year's weird.
It doesn't matter when the game 7s are. It would be forever. Because if Montreal wins tonight, that's a 3-2 series.
Yeah, then.
And if Carolina wins tonight, that's a 3-3 series. I mean, it could go on forever. So they can't wait.
Vegas and Minnesota are now 3-3. I mean,
one more then.
Yeah, game 7.
Brett's saying he's got something with two more, and that's
Toronto could have three more. I mean, if Montreal wins three in a row,
it's not going to happen.
They've only played four games so far?
Yes.
Yes.
There's some that are behind.
But
I mean, Toronto could win tonight and take the series, but if Montreal wins, it keeps going. They'll have to play Saturday. Regardless, Jaffe said that he wanted the Islanders to win in terms of timing because, you know, the less time off now, the better. The Bruins have had their time off.
Almost a perfect amount of time off, too, if they start on Saturday. Like, it's not too long. It seems to be just enough.
Yeah. Well, and this might be it for them in terms of time off. So, but the thing, it's weird because the Islanders certainly have a situation with their goaltending, but it's a situation where they're coming at it from a point of strength. They have a goaltender that dominated the Bruins in the regular season.
Before the trade deadline, though.
Yes, and then they have a goaltender. Well, listen, I think the Bruins are a better team, but in fact, the only thing that I think the Islanders can do, these games are going to be extremely frustrating to watch because the Islanders are a frustrating team to watch. And it can come down to goaltending, as it did in this Penguins series. The Penguins, oh boy, if you're a Penguins fan, you are not happy. Because you played the whole regular season for no reason now, because your goaltending sucked in the playoffs. They dominated that team. And that double overtime team, they dominated them like you couldn't believe. And their goaltending let them down. And the Islanders got great goaltending. Not great last night, but great certainly in the game before. Now, Fluto Shinzawa, if you're looking around, while I looked at that double overtime game and I said I want nothing to do with the Islanders because they were so stout, he said you want nothing to do basically with the Penguins because they're so deep. So Fluto Shinzawa, if he's saying as a Bruins fan, you should be glad you got the Islanders. But I think the Bruins are a better team now than both those teams, and I would take the team with the lousy goaltending.
You also aren't going to see anything near as physical as you did with the Capitals.
No, both these teams, if you watch this series, I mean, Pittsburgh had a spunky fourth line.
Yeah, and scoring is out the window. I mean,
yes.
I'm looking at the eight games here. Eight games against the Islanders, the Bruins scored more than three goals once.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a 4-1 win. I mean, this is one of those games
where it's going to come down to bounces.
Series,
how many games were played against the Islanders after the trade deadline?
Three. The three that they won.
Okay.
What were the scores of those games?
4-1 Bruins, 3-0 Bruins, 3-2 Bruins in overtime.
Okay.
And that was the second to last game of the regular season.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Bruins can't dominate them any more than the Pittsburgh dominated them a couple nights ago.
No, this new lineup, this deeper lineup that the Bruins have, when you added Hall and you added Lazar, I mean, this is well gone over material, and you added Sarge there on the back end. I mean, you have the depth to be able to stay with this team. And, yeah, it does, as it always does in the playoffs, it comes down to goaltending. And Varlamov, as we've said a couple of times in the show already, is a borderline Vezina Trophy candidate who has not played well recently. Sorokin is one of the better prospects. Dan Lifshatz is right. He's been one of the better goaltending prospects that the league has seen in years. And if he gets hot, which he was against Pittsburgh in the last series for long periods of time, it could give the Bruins some problems. But having said that, the Bruins should beat this team.
They should, which is why this series is going to be frustrating because of how difficult it might be to score goals. What was the name of the new defenseman?
Mike Riley.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how did I not see that?
Nah, it doesn't sound right.
How did I not see that? That's close enough.
No, this one's more sassy. This is like a...
It's the three.
Ready?
Fingers Fred. In the Z right. formation.
One, okay, one, two, three.
It's close enough.
Uh-huh. No, because he goes, uh-huh. And this one goes, uh-huh. This one goes,
It's kind of like the opposite.
Yeah, this one's,
Oh, it's a reverse. If we played Sarge backwards, then you might end up getting the intonation correct.
Maybe if you play this backwards.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's forward. Again, then let's see here. Let's see.
Uh-huh.
A little bit. You're kind of close.
Yeah. When you play that far backwards, it says, flush yourself down the toilet. Flush yourself down the toilet. But this will be a frustrating series.
This is not one of those things you'll ever be able to go, oh, thank God.
And what kills me about it is you could leave this series going, Jesus, the Bruins were the better team. I mean, if you're a diehard Penguins fan, that's got to kill you.
Well, the other thing too, Fred, and we were talking about this morning how amazing the environment was at Madison Square Garden for that game. Now, granted, it was one win to tie the series in the first round of the playoffs. But my God, you thought the roof was going to come off that place. And Fred and I have been saying this for the longest time for two reasons. One, that this is a team that could legitimately win a cup. And two, because for the last 15 months, we've all been pent up inside and haven't been able to get together and go nuts at a sporting event. Game number one, if it's Saturday, is going to be an absolute madhouse.
If you just watched the Islanders Pittsburgh game last night, they didn't have to go full capacity at the Nassau Coliseum. There were only 9,000 or 10,000 fans.
And it was
there.
Insane.
It was crazy in that building last night.
It's Saturday night will be nuts at the Garden. I mean, it's going to be nuts, and it's going to be an atmosphere in front of the game. It's going to be an atmosphere after the game. It's going to be like the Cup run was. How it sounded in it just earlier in the playoffs. It's going to be, if Nick goes out there, I mean, it's going to sound like there's a huge party happening. Yeah, I mean, people are going to get swept up in it. All the things that you feel being in a crowd that big when you're there, I mean, it's all going to be intensified because you haven't done it in so long.
It's going to be so cathartic, too. Yeah.
Think about the players. I mean, the players, it's been 16 months since the players have had an atmosphere like that.
If home ice matters, and I don't think it does, but if home ice matters, and I don't care what the players say, it just doesn't work out that it does. But if it does, there will never be more of it in a second-round playoff series than there is this year.
There's no question. No question.
So if it really does matter, and I guess it does is it influences the officials a little bit, but if it does matter, then great.
What if the finals, and I don't see this happening because there's too many strong American teams, but what if the final is a American team, like the Bruins versus a Canadian team?
Well, you're guaranteed a Canadian team in the final four.
No, I'm talking about in the finals. Just think about that. You want to talk about a home ice advantage because they're not going to be playing in Canada. Right, by that point,
that's correct.
It's not going to happen. No. So it's going to be basically that crowd that the Bruins are playing in front of versus
right.
either like a neutral crowd in Florida or just nobody.
Whatever Canadian team, if a Canadian team, which is already guaranteed a spot in the Final Four, somehow makes it to the finals, where are they going to play? They got to play in Buffalo or somewhere.
It's either Buffalo or Florida. It's going to be one of the two.
Whatever. I mean, you have fans in there that won't care about them at all. It's a huge advantage.
Good. Play them in Florida with that wonderful ice conditions that you'll have down there. That's just great. Just guarantee yourself a conversation piece that the ice conditions suck, because that's what's going to happen. They can't control that stuff down there. A nice 95-degree day, like an 85-degree night.
Pucks all over the place, yep.
Well, yeah, they're not going to be able to skate on that.
The other thing, too, Fred, about people going back is we're already seeing some signs of it. It's going to take a while for people to adjust, because I don't think people remember how to act around other people. Hey, you see how many fights have been breaking out in stands lately?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking full-on crazy once-a-year fist fights, and there's been, like, six of them this week.
I was talking to a friend of mine in Detroit, and he was like, yeah, like, now that I'm going out, like, I'm drinking like I was drinking at home. And this is not the way you're supposed to be behaving in public.
Yeah, I'm kind of in blowing out mode myself.
He's like, you know, he was, because his kids are older, and he's like, and you know, he's divorced and remarried, and so the kids aren't always there. And he's like, you know, my wife doesn't care. So he's like, I get hammered all the time.
Dude, it's like he got out of prison. Like, I mean, when you're going to go out
with still working from home, his agency hasn't let people go back yet, and he's dying. Thinks he's losing his mind.
Yep. I went out with my friends the other night for the first time in forever, and I mean, I think I stayed out to like 1:30 drinking and hanging out with my friends. It's been forever since I've done that.
Wow.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you have to
good
get up
for
at
you.
6 o'clock in the morning and drive to Bumble F to watch two baseball games.
No, I did not have to go to...
On a tire that's leaking air?
East Lime, Connecticut.
Of course the tire's leaking air. It does nothing but roll on the asphalt in the many potholes of the New England area.
Just get ready.
By the way, the state should pay me for that rim, because the potholes coming here are really something to behold. In Route 9, the speed limit's 50. And with those potholes and going 50 miles an hour, it's not like I'm going 90 miles an hour down Route 9. I'm going the speed limit. And with those potholes, yeah. I mean, of course it wrecked my...
Those are transmission wreckers, those things.
I mean, it's awful. I mean, did you see what it did to my tire that one morning? Did you guys see the picture of it?
I did not see the picture of the tire.
I sent it to you. It's like someone took a chainsaw to it.
Jeez.
All right, I'm digressing. But nonetheless, you should... I mean, even if it was the old days, I don't know how I would have functioned. But, I mean, what am I going to do? Stay out to 1 in the morning and then get up 3 hours later to go drive and sit? That'd be hell on earth. The hell of the next day would not be worth anything that happened the night before. Nothing could happen the night before that would justify the feeling of being out in the sun for 5 hours mm-hmm. in the middle of nowhere. Nothing.
I did a show the next morning.
Doing a show is nothing. Doing a show is easy. Games. I've come in here after game sevens. I've come in here on doing a show, especially when you're doing it from your. You did it from here.
I did it from here.
Yeah.
Whoa. It was last Friday.
That's all right.
Really? Good God. All right.
Doing a show is much easier than having to get up and go to one of those kids things.
And the other thing is, Rich, you function on like 45 minutes of sleep a night anyway.
It's still
normal.
Did you get blacked out?
No. I didn't do that.
All right, so alcohol is not even a factor in that.
No.
So,
functioning on no sleep has never been a problem for you.
Yeah, sure. So if you go out till 1 in the morning or just stay up at home till 1 in the morning, it's the same difference.
Yeah, and you do that routinely. So
yeah, it's not like you got...
Not exactly a big brag here.
I mean, how many drinks did you have?
7?
Over how long?
Oh, it was over like 4 hours. Oh, so. So
I mean, your body metabolizes a drink an hour. So I mean,
sold a bill of goods here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, no, I was just saying that it's the longest I've stayed out.
What were you
time?
And your friends doing? Sipping on Mai Tais?
Yeah. We had a dinner. Actually, it was more than 7, but it was like real drinks.
Mm. All right. We will be right back in just a moment.
Joe Murray just said, hang on. Here's the sound of Fred's air being let out of his tire. It's a little bit of a...
All right. We might as well play it again.
You want to play it again? Sure.
Why not? All right. Here it is. The hit of the season.
Let's do it.
throw it in there?
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
They've got the insiders.
Hey, Jeffy, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The psychedelic ferns. I wouldn't mind if music... This is the music of older sisters, my friend's older sisters. There was that time where your friend's older sister was into Echo and the Bunnymen.
Is that what you wish would come back?
I would like some form of rock music to return. And again, and I don't know why this particularly angers people with... you have to understand, people, that we don't get a lot of calls. So a lot of my only interaction when I see that you guys is through social media. And I only look at social media in the replies really during the show. So when I reference social media, this is why. I don't know what you guys are thinking unless you email me. But people get mad when I say this, but I don't know why. I was thinking about it actually on the way into work today. Why? Is that why am I an idiot for thinking that skate videos predict what will be a cultural trend? They always have. It's a multi-race, multi-ethnic, multi-gender activity.
It starts on the West Coast usually, which dictates what happens in the East Coast later on.
Yes.
Almost always with trends, it goes in that direction.
They predicted everything. I mean, they were playing hip-hop in videos before hip-hop. I mean, bands that you liked on the radio were all played in skate videos before they became big.
Nickelback, Hinder, Seether, all of them.
I mean, Staind made a career doing it.
Well, no. I mean, they were sponsored by Palo Peralta.
That's right.
They're part of the Bones Brigade.
They probably were sponsored by Palo Peralta. Yeah, Stacey Peralta keeping it real. But I would like any form of bands to come back.
If you're into metal, there's a lot of great bands out there. On top of that, and also if you're into what you just mentioned, there is a really good scene of bands that have that almost like 80s psychedelic furls. Yeah, furs type thing. I mean, I know Bleachers is probably the most famous of them, and they sound like something off the Ferris Bueller soundtrack. But there's like a whole lot of bands that are like that, that kind of sound like something off the Drive soundtrack, you know, like The Knife and bands like that. That is a good scene, but are you just talking about straight up rock bands?
I don't care what it is. I just want something to capture the zeitgeist. Because I'm into this band, The Impossibles, that, of course, as soon as I get into a band, I realize they're not around anymore. And then the shows they play are, they're from Austin. And they would play these shows, and the crowd is packed and, like, so into it and singing along to every word. And not like a Fugazi crowd or something where the moron that shouldn't be in the band's hanging from the basketball rim. I mean, like a fun, normal show. And I'm thinking, I wonder if a scene will ever be like that again. I didn't know who the Impossibles were, and I like to think that I, at least at the time of their, you know, heyday in quotations, I was, you know, very involved in the music. I'm not anymore, but I was at the time, and I had never heard of them. And just the idea that they existed in just in Austin, because I'm sure, you know, you spread out of Texas, no one like me knew them. Like if they had played in Atlanta back then, I would not have known who they were. But that you exist in that vacuum.
You know what the problem is, Fred, though, is that personal computers are the best and the worst thing that's happened to music. It's the best because if you're someone who is like got just a musical mind, you can by yourself write an entire song and have instruments that sound like real instruments, drums, guitar, bass. You don't even have to know how to play them because you can take as long as you want to get the notes right, and you could fully produce an amazing sounding song by yourself with software that's available. Back in the day, it used to be, all right, I can play guitar. I better learn how to play the guitar, but I sure as hell can't play the drums and the bass and have a singer at the same time. I need to meet four people to get together, and we need to knock our heads, and we need to put this band out there. And that was awesome because, you know, obviously live shows became amazing because of that, but it does kind of suck for the one guy who, you know, wants to write stuff on his own, and that's been nice. So there's new music coming out, but as far as there being live music in a scene, unfortunately, technology has kind of killed that, and you don't have to have that camaraderie.
Have you, so you talk about people putting their heads together. Have you ever heard Lady Madonna by the Beatles?
Well, there is an era of their music, or like a series
Go
of music
pull up Lady
that
Madonna
is as corny as it gets.
No.
Lady Madonna.
No, I'm going to play it for you. There's a reason I'm playing it for you, because there is a hit song by a terrible band that is overrated and only famous because their singer died before their album came out. That is, play Lady Madonna for Rich. This is the biggest rebuff, because then I started thinking about if the Beatles precluded all of this, imagine if they never got together. Like the collection of the three of them.
Well, that's the thing, is that the three, you had three premier songwriters in the same band, and that almost never happens.
And so if they had existed, listen to this, regardless if you like it or not, just listen to it and tell me what song ripped this up completely.
Is it a hit?
Yes,
yeah,
it's a huge hit. You know it. Hit.
Is it an Oasis song?
No.
Okay.
It's What I Got by Sublime. Play the beginning of the song again. It's exactly Sublime's What I Got. I mean, sure. The idea that was a hit song. Oh, no. It's the same song.
I can see that.
All right. Here, no, it's.
I can still get high.
It says strap shoes on my feet.
I can play the guitar like a mother in riot. Yeah,
and then he does the worst solo of all time. Watch you up a cigarette and strap shoes on my feet.
Yeah. I mean, that's... But you see that everywhere, though.
Not
I mean,
like this. All right, how you could... All right, very good. How you could just rip off a Beatles song like that. But and then a good point that I saw about that, because the anniversary of that dumb album that sucks, and that's only famous because the guy killed himself with heroin before it came out. The only... another good point that was raised that I never... Because I always tried to ignore it every time I played it, the thousands of times I played it. Is he goes, I can play the guitar like a blah, 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 right. And he goes, how was that played on the radio and celebrated? How is that band playing festivals? They're so bad. Is it?
Early in the morning, rising to the street.
Yeah.
The only thing, Fred, what was worse was the bands that tried to be Sublime.
I know.
Like Sugar Ray, I just want to fly, which is like totally a Sublime thing. And then there was Everlast, who, by the way, was great in the Rhyme Syndicate, and then tried to be like Mr. Balladeer. Boy, did that guy suck.
Well, there's footage of him playing a festival. It might have been Woodstock, where it's really embarrassing.
And like, some people will rob the mother.
It just shows you just how the record industry just goes. I mean, Everlast. Well, you'll play that, and then if you play crap enough, it gets. And by the way, if you sprinkle on like the idea of weed, a mild narcotic on top of it.
Oh, and then you got an instant fan base. When I was in a band, we always said there were two ways to immediately start selling out like smaller rooms. Either be a weed band or be a religious band. If you were one of the two, if you were a Christian band, your music could suck and you instantly had a fan base. And if you got on stage and you were called, like, you know, the Weed Boys with a Z or something like that, immediately you had a fan base. You could suck and you might not ever get bigger than selling out a 200, 300 room place, but you instantly got a crowd.
Yeah. A mild narcotic really drives the people. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
every time I hear Sublime and see that they're still touring and they're ahead of, like, Fishbone and the Mighty Mighty Bosstones on these festival bills, like, well ahead of them. Bands that are still creating music and that are tremendous live acts. Fishbone will be the best band that plays. By the way, and this isn't some underground band. Fishbone were part of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Thelonious Monster, Jane's Addiction scene in L.A. And they, all those bands will tell you, Fishbone was by far the best band out of all of them. The best live band. They'll all tell you it as a chorus. Even Thelonious Monster, who never made it at all, they'll tell you that Fishbone was the best band out of all of them. And Fishbone are still playing. They're still in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
They have a front man who still gets sued by audience members because he's dove in the crowd. And that band will put on the best show of that festival. And they're behind Fatso Magoo and the other guy and the dead guy who's never been around since the album came out.
Yep.
Since before the album came out. And you all sat there, and you slaves to convention, all sat there and listened to the same radio station, pumped the same garbage into your ears until you accepted it. It's awful music. Terrible. And the lifestyle around it is fraudulent and stupid. Go watch soccer.
I will let you go to the break with one small thing. Did you see Adam 12 yesterday on Twitter talking about he listed five different frontmen? That he goes, here's the poll. 20 different frontmen. If you could bring back one and only one, who would it be? And he lists Kurt Cobain, Chris Cornell, Bradley Nowell, your guy, Lane Staley, Scott Weiland, and Shannon Hoon.
Oh, boy.
And he says,
there's two choices.
And he says, guess who he picked? Shannon Hoon of Blind Melon.
All right. You're so unconventional with that terrible band. What you want to see him palsiate his hand against his chest a little bit more?
All I know is
he goes like, woo! Like,
all I can say is that
he's Captain, my wrists don't work. Like, he's like, woo!
But listen, I mean, he wasn't quite Chris Cornell.
No, he's well, listen, Lane Staley is nothing compared to the antics of Shannon Hoon. You listen to Alice in Chains album and you go, how old were these guys when they wrote these songs? Like, what's going on with their heads that they were so gifted at such a young age?
And had so much life experience. Like, my God.
Yeah, exactly. Like, talking about non-veterans and stuff. And then you listen to the Bumblebee band.
Blind Melon. The Bumblebee band, yeah.
He's like Captain Inflatable Arms. Like, nice Joe Cocker impression. Stupid. All right, Danny Ainge is going to join.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.